Yale New Haven Health is enrolling people in a COVID-19 vaccine trial, and creating a diverse group of participants is a priority. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, that requires the medical community to work closely alongside community-based leaders and groups.
Let us pray. Dear Lord.
Reverend Elvin Clayton has been the pastor at Walters Memorial AME Zion Church in Bridgeport for the past 6 years. In the COVID-19 era, he speaks at the pulpit from behind glass partitions and on Facebook Live videos.
My question to you this morning is, do you recognize the sign of the time? Do you know what's going on around you?
That continued relationship with church members in the community has been essential in connecting people with their faith and with information on medical clinical trials.
We're the ones that's baptizing the babies. We're the ones that's marrying the sons and the daughters. We're the ones that's burying their loved ones, and so on and so forth. So we're the ones that's sharing the good message of the gospel every week. And this is good news that we can bring about change in medicines.
Clayton and the church are partners with the Cultural Ambassador Program at the Yale Center for Clinical Investigation. The decade-long program has community leaders and medical experts working together on scientific research. The goal is to make sure clinical trial participation reflects New Haven's diverse population and benefits patients in the community. And now their focus is on Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial at Yale.
I myself am a part of that clinical trial. To make sure we are well represented.
There's a big push by regulatory bodies to make sure that COVID-19 vaccine trials include people who are Black, Latinx, and other races or ethnicities. These residents have been historically underrepresented in clinical trials. A recent Pew Research Center survey found that Black Americans overall are more hesitant to trust medical scientists, embrace experimental treatments, and sign up for a potential vaccine. Clayton says that wariness is justified. He points to the Tuskegee study of untreated syphilis in Black men, where researchers did not get informed consent from patients and told them they'd be treated for syphilis when in fact they were not. Or the way scientists took cervical cancer cells from a Black woman named Henrietta Lacks that were later used for breakthrough vaccines and research, unbeknownst to her surviving family members. Clayton says these are just two examples in a pattern of unethical experimentation on Black people going back hundreds of years.
It's painful, but it's a part of history, and those are the concerns that have come down through the years that many of our people still are hesitant to get involved in clinical research.
Dr. Oyema Obuagu is the principal investigator for the COVID-19 vaccine trial at Yale. He says it's important to understand these histories in order to meet people where they're at and start to build trust.
Just really exhibiting sensitivity and cultural sensitivity with and the way we interact with different people groups, trying to educate ourselves on, you know, how culture and race impact people's decision makings and interaction with the healthcare system.
Pfizer announced this month that it wants to expand its worldwide enrollment for the trial, in part to increase trial population diversity and potentially its efficacy. Bruni Pizarro is the executive director of Junta for Progressive Action. It's a community organization that provides social assistance, education, advocacy, and more for New Haven's Puerto Rican and Latinx residents. She says these collaborations are moving in a positive direction, but perhaps not as fast as the expedited timeline of the COVID-19 vaccine.
You can't go from 0 to 100 overnight. And I know that everything's changing in the world, but we're survivors. And survivors in the struggle when you think about being on the margins. So I first have to engage, and our team engages them as humans, as people with opinions and rights. And I think that's the first step in this process, is that as simple as that sounds, somehow it gets missed.
The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine trial at Yale will be open to new participants until all spots are filled worldwide. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.